So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your pants.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, welcome back to another episode of By the By. You have Angela.
And Bradford.
And special guest Kobe.
Hello, hello, everyone listening. Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for coming back. We made another week.
We did.
I mean, so far. yes, this whole not being on vacation thing is really not working out for me.
Yeah, vacation was way more fun.
Yeah, 100% on that one.
What do we have coming up? So... really, I don't think we have anything coming up. The next thing that is officially coming up is February. In February, we have our next pendulum party. And February 17th, I believe.
Yep.
That's going to be good. Other than that, I don't think we have anything. It's kind of nice. We have a little bit of a Christmas break. Quick shout out to all of our brilliant folks on our Discord chat. They are constantly hilarious. And having come off holiday, them telling their jokes and the memes and stuff, it's great to see that. It's just sort of keeping me alive. If you want to be part of the conversation, support us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast. And yeah, you will be, you know, let in. That's how they get in the door. So it's going to be great. This week, we're talking about Escape to the Tropics. I can't make myself echo on with this board, but imagining I'm echoing. Escape. Wait, what can I do this? Escape to the Tropics.
Can we please not?
Is that sounds awesome though. Yes.
Yeah, so this was the takeover that we just did with exclusively RHP. So we had 6 days, 5 nights up in far north Queensland. It's lovely, tropical, warm, moist. It was great.
Moist. Yeah, that's how I want my vacations.
Yeah, voice. Massive call out to whoever organizes the weather.
Oh, I know, right?
That was fantastic.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
I think they did a pretty damn good job.
They did. They did.
It rained a few times, but it was always at nighttime, so it didn't impact anything that was going on whatsoever.
Well, it was quite funny, too, because a couple of times it rained. Like, it rained. It didn't just, like, rain. It was like, oh, my God, build an ark.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Twice, Angela's like, wakes up in the morning, it's so nice when it doesn't rain. You didn't hear that?
No. Well, I had my little noise-canceling headphone thingies in because I had a snorer on one side and Darth Vader on the other. So I just canceled everything out, including the rain.
Oh, my God.
As I've said before, that's nasally flamboyant.
Yes, I know. I love
that
term.
I still love that. It's so good.
I just need to remember it, but I love that term.
I need that on a t-shirt. Hello, I am nasally flamboyant. I'm going to say smartly, all of us went up there a few days in advance because we knew that we were going to be like, it's going to be full fucking on. So we went and we did a little bit of relaxation before. And I think that was terrifying because you've got friends from all over Australia. We had two friends from the Western Australia side and I guess two couple friends from the Western Australia side. And then basically two couple friends from the eastern coast. Mm-hmm. And we put them all together in one big house and was like, go forth and frolic. And that can be stressful because you're like, will my friends like my friends? Yeah, is the friend of my friend my friend?
Or will it be the Stanford experiments?
Well, we did have a bit of domination, so it is possible.
Yeah, and I will say that going up early is definitely something that I think we try to do most of the time, not just because we're hosting and, you know, organizing the event, but also because we've learned that before we go into any kind of full on lifestyle event like this, we just need some time to get out of work mode and to relax and be in the right headspace. And that was the good thing about the event being 6 days, 5 nights is that you could tell on day 2 or 3 that a lot of people were starting to relax.
Yeah.
But for us, we just like to get that done ahead of time.
Yeah. It's hard to relax.
It can be very hard to relax.
I struggle turning the brain off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did a little bit of running around up in far north Queensland, did some cool stuff. We had a play session that I am going to describe as a magical, surreal experience.
Yeah.
It was orgy-licious.
It was orgy-licious. Yeah. It was one of those wonderful times where one person ends and the next person begins in a like a sexy version of Human Centipede.
Yeah.
Like if Human Centipede could have been done as a porn, which, hang on, I got
to. Hang on, that's the thing. I'm sure you will find that out there.
You two talk about yourselves. I'll be right back.
I've downloaded the wrong movie.
Or the right one.
Maybe, yeah. Need to see what I've got downloaded here.
Okay, so just a quick Google search. There are a lot of Human Centipede porn videos.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like...
Are any of them Myers?
No, they are not. Yeah, I mean, there's a screenshot from one of them.
Yeah, well, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So there you go. It does exist. So Rule 35 does not... is not required. So anyway, sorry, but we digress. But it was fun. It was amazing. It was just kind of like this free-for-all. I know at one point, Kobe had the attention of at least every lady in the room.
I did.
Which was both amazing to watch, and I was like, I could not handle that kind of pressure.
It was very overwhelming in that moment.
You seemed to be doing all right.
I was fine. I was fine. I was up for the challenge.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
That's right. I'm ready to go. No, that was incredible.
Yeah. But it was good, though, because like, you said, Bradford, you know, you don't know if all your friends are going to like each other and get along that well. But it was pretty clear early on that, yeah, everybody got along. So let's do this play session thing.
Yeah, it is interesting because you're like, oh, are all of my friends going to like each other? And then like 48 hours later, it's like, oh, all my friends are spit roasting. This is awesome. That's a yes, right? That's a yes.
But I will say we also made the smart decision of having a big play session in the afternoon because we've also noticed on like the first day or two that like, okay, you do dinner time. And then everybody just kind of crashes. And so you have a few drinks and then it's like, okay, bedtime. And we were going to bed a little bit earlier than normal and stuff. And so it was like, all right, if we're going to do a big play session, let's do it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What's that wonderful social roundup that you get? You start having a drink.
Yeah.
You keep having a drink. Now you've had 7 bottles.
And at that point,
and there's good conversation, yeah. And the flow is there.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's the good conversation.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that our friends were dumb, but they're not. All of our friends are smart, so they want to have intelligent conversations. Yeah. When, like, if they were just yum, dumb, and cum, like, it'd be great. Like, sometimes you wish for that.
And you would be bored so quick.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. But, you know.
There's plenty of young, dumb, and cum out there.
Uh-huh. Fair enough. But, yeah, it was just good fun. The gentleman was able to go with us, and at one point he's laying there, legs spread, and kind of just relaxing, and like there his testicles were, and I was like, I mean, there they are.
They're just calling to you.
They're just calling to me, and I was like, hey, buddy, can I flip you in the nuts? And what does the dumbass respond?
Yeah.
Go ahead. So the first shot was great, mm-hmm. And longtime podcast listeners will know that he is a balanced boy, so I had to do the right nut. When I flipped, I didn't flip it really well. So I missed. And he's like, God damn it, do it again. So that was really enjoyable.
I'm not sure he really wanted it, but he needed to feel that balance.
Yeah, I enjoyed that probably more than I should have.
Yeah.
Kobe, can I flip you in the nuts?
Not presently.
Just say no, man. And then this whole play session culminated in probably one of my favorite photos of all of us.
Yeah, it was a fantastic photo.
Which is 8 people in a shower naked.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the inspiration for that was Discord, because on our NSFW channel on Discord, there are often shower pics. So we're like, okay, we have this big shower. We have all these people. Let's get a group shower pic.
So I still need to touch up a few things, like take off watches and stuff like that, just because it bugs me. But I will post that here shortly to our Discord chat.
Yes.
That'd be great.
It's a good one. It's a good shower pick.
It is a great shower pick.
Yeah.
So then we ended up in PD.
Mm-hmm. Port Douglas. For those of you who are not familiar.
Far north Queensland. It is way up there. It is hot. Like Angela said, it's moist.
So a lot of people outside of Australia may have heard of Cairns. So Cairns is...
Or Cairns.
Yeah.
As it's spelt?
It's spelt C-A-I-R-N-S, but yeah. People may have heard of Cairns because it is the launching off point if you're going to go diving or snorkeling at the Great Barrier Reef. Port Douglas is probably an hour north of that,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's definitely nice, warm, hot, great, lovely.
Yeah. So we had a full resort takeover, so we had gotten every room in this resort. And yeah, so day one, we were there and like ready. Grr.
Yeah, we went in on the Tuesday night. The event started on Wednesday. So Bradford, Ray, and Jackie and I went in on the Tuesday night just so that way when people started coming on Wednesday, we were there and we were ready because check-in time was 2 p.m., but also yeah. We knew due to flights and things that people were going to start rolling up about 11, 12.
Yeah.
So it was nice to kind of be there and be like, all right, we're ready to welcome people in and
yeah.
Help.
It was good fun. It was interesting being there and like, number one, going inside everybody's rooms because we were dropping off little care packages for everybody. And it got to that point where you're like, all these rooms start to look the same, but they're all a little different. So it's like bizarro rooms. It was like, wait, which dimension am I in now? Like, so that was fun. And then having people come in, it's just that we did the name necklace thing, which I think is, I'm going to say it, it's a brilliant idea. We stole it from
the fantastic icebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're all bad at names.
It helped me so much because I know that like kind of towards the end, you know, people stop wearing them as much and things, and that's fine because by then I pretty well know most people's names. Probably still don't know everybody's names, but I am traditionally quite bad with names. And so having the necklaces was so helpful in just solidifying people's names and not because otherwise I think what would happen is they would introduce themselves to me and I would forget. And then 3 or 4 days later, I'd be like, I really don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And so it really kind of just helped seeing it over and over again for me visually helped to. Helped yeah. me to remember a lot more yeah. of people's names.
And there was some just artistic expression there as yeah. well. Lots yeah. of colorful yeah. beads, do yeah. what suits you. And mm. everyone came up with their own design. It was just fun. It's a good way to get people to have a conversation piece to start.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's very soft open and it can be difficult. Some people are more introverted and don't really want to, you know, break that. But if they're asked a direct question about something they're doing, they'll generally have a chat.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So pretty happy about that. We only had to convince a couple of people. You know, a few like, why? Like, because you are going to forget people's names, I promise you.
Otherwise we're going to be like, hey, buddy.
Hey, friend. I'm not your friend, buddy. I'm not your buddy, guy.
Yeah.
Okay, chief.
Yeah, so that was good fun. And like I said, it was great to see and to welcome all these folks in. We were in the pool area. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was...
Yeah, and the pool's very central to all of the resort buildings and things, so it was really nice, convenient area where we hung out most of the time, to be honest. Yeah,
I was pretty stoked. Our room was right there by the pool, but just far enough from the pool that you had just a little bit of privacy. Mm-hmm. If I had to do it again, I would demand that room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say if I had to do it again, yeah. I mean, we're going to do it again, and I will demand that room.
Yeah.
That was a great room. Actually, yeah. I think... Even around the layout of the pool, everybody, maybe one room was a little close for the pool.
Agreed.
One room would have been noisy. Yeah. But for the rest, they were all yeah. set back just enough where you'd go, I can nick off to the room yep. and I'm not going to get too much noise filtering through.
Yeah, and we did have a playroom. So one of the units was turned into a playroom, so a common space where everybody can go and play if they wanted to and be watched and whatever. And that was around the pool area. So that was a nice, convenient space because if people had to go upstairs or anything to get to it, they're not going to do it, right? You got to make it easy. And it was also nice as well to have that one just kind of as a bathroom by the pool.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, there was one lady, she went in there, went to the bathroom, came out and looked at me, and I was not judging, but she looked at me and she was like, that's much closer than my room.
Yeah.
Like, fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah, I feel you. I understand.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I guess the first
night we had Wolf Lane Distillery.
Yes.
So they came up, they do gins and things, and they came up, brought a portable bar and some speakers and things, and they just pumped the tunes and served us drinks. And it was a nice kind of cocktail social hour,
yeah.
hours type of thing where there were canapes that were brought in as well by the restaurant.
Angela, canapes.
Canapes that were brought in by the restaurant next door, which had amazing food. So it was a nice time to actually mingle with people, meet people, talk to them. Everybody had come in. They were refreshed by that point and have some great drinks by the pool.
Yeah, it was good. I wore my Opposuits pineapple suit, which was shorts and short sleeve blazer and my pineapple T-shirt that says slut across the front of it,
uh-huh.
which I felt was a really like all right, folks, this is what you're going to get. This is Beeford right here. Yep.
Just introducing myself up front.
Yeah, I'm not going to candy coat it. I am Beeford.
This is what you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
That was nice because there were a lot of people. We knew some people coming in, but there were a lot we didn't know. So I really enjoyed going around and talking to people from different areas from all over Australia. And some people traveled really long distances and from much more remote areas. And it was just really interesting to find out where everybody was from, how they got into things and what they wanted out of the week. And yeah, just nice icebreaker time.
I will say I made it a point to talk to people I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was fun. I was glad to do that. I don't normally do that. I'm very bad about it. Saying like, Kobe, I know you. You're safe. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk about things we've talked about a million times before. It's fine. Mm. It's fine.
But that's the point of us being there, right?
I know.
To meet new people. And
which is good because you push yourself to do it. And it was, you felt good about it.
Yeah.
And everybody else knew what they got.
Yes. And it was worthwhile. It was great.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes. No, I think it was a really fun way to open the night, the event, because there was no pressure for an external activity or going anywhere. Some people were tired from travel.
Yeah.
That night disappeared quickly.
Yeah.
Everyone was out quite early. And I think that's just that travel time, the initial nerves, getting over those nerves with a couple of drinks and, okay, we can relax now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a good night's sleep and be refreshed for the next day when we get into some activities.
Yeah. And I will say the playroom did get used that night. I saw a great silhouette of people playing in the playroom because they were all backlit. And it was like, that's kind of cool. I like that. I'm okay with this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't look in the playroom the first night.
Yeah. I just happened to look over somebody's shoulder and it was like, there's some action going on in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And then day two. So we started off in the late morning. So I think everybody
were hungover.
I think everybody had a pretty easy morning and the resort was convenient to cafes and restaurants and things. So go out, get some breakfast, get some coffee, kind of start to feel alive again. And then we did a workshop. So we did I guess you did the icebreakers and art and science of flirting.
Yes.
Which is always a really good one.
It's my favorite workshop to do.
Yeah. And it's good when you get people who are new to these kinds of events and haven't really done something where they've come into a social arena and met a lot of new people and things. And so it's a good one to do kind of early on, right off the bat.
Yeah. I really enjoy that one. Mm-hmm. Good fun. And it seemed to go over pretty well.
There are a lot of people there. Yeah, I'd say almost everybody.
I think everybody who was at the event was there. Yeah. So that was kind of awesome to be on, air quotes here, on stage by the pool and just talking for an hour.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
And I've sat through that icebreaker talk that you've given a few times, and every time you do it, it gets better.
Aww.
It really does. And the amount of callbacks that I heard to that during the week were fantastic. Mm-hmm.
That was,
a lot of the talk about touching and the isopraxism. Isopraxism and people bringing those things up. And again, it's just a flow through and a callback, and it made people so comfortable. And people were cognizant of, hey, I can do these things. And you saw them, open feet circles.
It's so funny.
You know, things that were brought up through the whole event. And it's great. And really sank in with people.
One of my favorite things was, I think I was asked no less than 5 times as somebody tried to break into a group that was talking. It's like, where's everybody's feet? And that right there was a joke enough that they could easily join the group.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny to do that because you're right. It was this callback, but at the same time, it was they're clearly knowing what they're saying. And it is in itself an icebreaker by making that joke.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was very funny.
Well, and even in the live podcast, you would hear that at some point Jackie said, oh, my neck is open.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me happy. And I'm hoping I've got a couple of books to read while Angela's not traveling. That will hopefully add more information to that. So,
ooh,
gotta make sure that the information stays fresh.
If you want me to come to the next one, you just have to ask. You don't have to add new tidbits.
I love it. Yeah, but you know, I want to surprise you, Cobe. Yeah, so I feel like that went really well.
Yeah.
And then that night
we had the afternoon free, so there was, I know some people went out shopping and things in
Some people.
Port Douglas.
Angela.
Did we shop that day?
That's when you got your rainbow necklace.
Yeah. So we did a little bit of shopping that day and then had some pool time. Some people just hung out by the pool all day because it's just, I mean, the weather was so perfect for it.
Honestly, the weather was,
yeah.
We could not have ordered better weather.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was good. So yeah, so that was the first afternoon. So I think we just mostly did shopping and a little bit of pool time, relaxing. Yeah. And then, yeah, the dinner was the
Aussie Icons
Outback Sunsets.
Outback Sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That one was out at a bar. We had an area reserved for ourselves, which was great. A few long tables and things, so we could, again, mix it up. And we tried to sit next to people that we hadn't really, or at least, well, Bradford and I actually split up.
Yes.
And we sat at two different tables, but I sat next to some folks and talked to some people there that I had not talked to before. Even, I think I briefly introduced myself, you know, the night before at the cocktail hour, but I hadn't really had a good conversation. So I actually really enjoyed sitting there and having some lovely chats with them.
Yeah, me too. I sat next to a couple from Adelaide and then our friends, Sestat and Briars, who, if you listen to the live podcast, they were the ones that got married. So I sat with them. And
remarried.
It was,
she made a point of that.
Fair enough. Yes. Remarried. I renewed some vows. So that was good fun.
Yeah, it was a good dinner.
And then I guess about this time we learned that there was a couple who were supposed to be on a trip to see their friends get married. Their lesbian friends get married.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
So at this point during this day, this was the day, and this, I don't know if it was this evening, but it was definitely during the day that we determined that Angela and friend of the podcast, Spanky, both at least vaguely resembled the couple, mm-hmm. so that if they were to, air quotes, get married, we could take some pictures and this couple would have pictures that they could then show their family.
Right.
Stay tuned for more on that.
It felt like a very deep cover story.
It was, but I also feel like this person needed a very deep cover
story. That's fine, whatever you need.
This poor human, I know, is a podcast listener, and so I don't think that they will mind that I say that they are an abhorrent liar.
Which is a good thing in life, really.
It is a great thing. But they have eyes that I'm pretty sure when they lie, their eyes literally jump out of their head like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
I'm pretty sure I saw a neon sign light up above.
Lying. So that was a fun night. And again, for us, it was a relatively early night because we were fucking shagged out after a long squawk.
We would, yeah. And I do find that on holidays, especially in places like that, we do tend to go to bed earlier and then get up earlier. So it's following a bit more of the sun pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we don't really do that as much at home. I guess there's a lot more distractions and TV and things.
Yeah. I was about to say it's definitely the work's one and the technology's the other. Because I think I saw a lot of people by the pool on a quick check of a phone. But what I thought was just so wonderful is books. There was books everywhere.
Like people actual are reading. Print books. Yeah. Like print, like a Kindle.
No Kindles. And people just conversing and having a chat, having a few drinks. And then, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm relaxed. I'm on wine.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Let's do the things.
It was good.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. That was great.
Mm.
So day
three. Yeah.
Angela, you've got the schedule. I don't remember anything.
So day three was when we did our half-day tours. So included in the trip was a half-day tour. There was either a trip up to the Daintree or a trip out to the reef to snorkel.
Yes.
And so the group was divided roughly in half. And so half the people went out to do snorkeling at the reef, and Kobe was in that group.
Yes.
I'll let you talk about that, and then we'll talk about our Daintree tour.
Yeah, for sure. So we headed down to the marina, and we were on speedboats out to the reef.
I like the speedboats.
Which was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. They were doing 85, 90 Ks an hour. They were jumping over the little waves, trying to get airborne. Wasn't quite rough enough. But then we descended upon the Low Isles. And we just sent out in our snorkeling gear. We had the full suits.
Stinger suits.
Stinger suits because of the, and I'll forget the name, the Irukandji.
I was like, Irukai.
That's wrong. That's a whole wrong thing.
So for people who don't know, those are jellies that are very bad and will kill you.
That's right. And they're very small. And they do a lot of damage very quickly. It was just more for caution. It's not a bad season up there, and it wasn't the time of the year, but we all headed out in our lovely stinger suits. And
so the stinger suits, did they cover like your head, everything? Yes.
Yeah, there was a full head covering.
Irukandji.
Yeah. Hands, feet, the mm-hmm. whole lot.
Everything
was covered, yeah.
What about your face? How did they do that?
Well, you had the masks on. And you had your snorkel in. Yeah, so yeah. There was a little bit of opportunity for some.
But probably not likely, yeah.
But yeah, certainly not likely. But no, we headed out and it was beautiful weather. It was quite a clear day. Visibility was awesome. Fish aplenty, turtles, sharks. I went out chasing sharks. My lovely partner, Judy, found a shark. And I've never seen someone get to a boat so quick. And then the guy on the boat says, oh, yeah, the sharks are all out this way. And I headed out there. I was actually the last one in. I had the guy on the boat hollering me back. Everybody else is
just
ready to go.
Your shark time.
Just enjoy my shark time.
I love it.
Look over at the boat. Oh, I got to leave now. Bye, sharks.
What kind of sharks do you know?
Black and white tip reef sharks.
Okay.
They do get tiger shark in certain times of the year, more around Christmas and January. I believe the tiger shark comes in on holidays, so he's there for a few weeks of the year,
legit.
And then he goes off again. He's been doing it for 8 years, apparently.
Oh, that is
over
brilliant.
Christmas, New Year.
That's
this
funny.
One shark comes in, and then he goes again. So he's
good
got a very
him.
Constant holiday schedule, and much like us, I think he found Port Douglas, he found the area, and he's coming back every year.
He's like, I like this. This is a good
this
spot.
Is a beautiful spot, and
love it. It's a lovely holiday.
Yeah. There's probably from a fun nature fact, the one thing that the guy did point out is unlike down here where we are in Sydney, where the sharks come in and eat seals, they don't bite humans anywhere near as often because we don't look like fish.
That is correct. We do not look like fish until we get put in a black stinger suit with fins.
No, but we don't look like fish. We look like seals, which is why down this way they get eaten more because we look like seals, which is the food source of the shark. And I thought that was interesting.
That is.
Yeah.
All right.
Not so sexy, but just useless fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we,
useless
then we had
knowledge can
in.
Be sexy.
Yeah, it can be. So then we headed back in, beautiful speedboat on the way back in, and met up with you guys after you got back from your Daintree walk.
Yeah,
which was interesting because I was dying from hungoveredness at that point. I don't know why. Maybe because I drank way too much.
Maybe you're getting old.
Maybe I've gotten old. Yeah, so we went out and we were surprised because the first thing that they put us on was a motherfucking boat.
Yep.
To do our river cruise, which I didn't even, I was like, all right, man, you're hungover, but all you have to do is make it to the jungle and just sit on a rock and just let the world slowly move past you. Uh-huh. And the first thing they're like, all right, we're going to do an hour long river cruise. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah. So the Daintree River we had done actually with our early group, we had done another Daintree River tour, which was really lovely as well. And it was a bit more bird nature focused, I feel like, than this one was. This one was more crocodile focused.
Croc hunting.
And it was actually really cool because this time of year, the females are nesting. And so it can be hard to see them this time of year. But we managed on our earlier one that we did previously, we saw a little female. A little female. I mean, relatively.
2 meters long.
Yeah. But she had a beautiful tail. I mean, just gorgeous.
She's got lovely plumage.
And then on this river cruise, so we got on to this one, and it was interesting because we actually passed another boat or two kind of going up and down the river. We were looking at the birds, the wildlife, the plant life, that kind of thing. And we would pass these other boats, and the guides would kind of look at each other and do like kind of shrug. So nobody was seeing the crocodiles. And they were kind of like, have you seen anything? No, I haven't seen anything. And
these are all wild animals, right? They do not work on a schedule.
No. And so then actually towards the end, we did come upon a big male. He was about 5 meters.
Yeah.
And he was kind of going into along one of the edges in a little alcove. And he did the mating thing where he did the tail slap on the water and then the bubbles up.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. So we got that on video. And I think there was a female there he was trying to impress and trying to court with.
He swiped right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she swiped left because he left. we made it back and then we went off onto our little Daintree Forest thing, which was great.
Yeah. We went down to Mossman Gorge. Yeah. There's a little watering hole, like a swimming hole down there that you can frolic and play and swim in. So we did that for a bit.
Yeah, we did some of that. Either of you frolic?
I honestly was going to, and then I realized I didn't have a towel. And then a friend, she was like, I have a towel you can use. And I was like, okay. And then I realized I didn't have my insulin pump stuff. So I was like, nope, I'm not gonna. Yeah. I did put my feet in there and it was cold, but it's a different mountain water is a different kind of cold. It's not like ocean water. I don't like salty cold. I like fresh cold. I'm weird.
No, there's definitely a difference. And yeah. That was my question. Yeah. Was it cold?
It was cold.
Yeah.
It was.
Because I went in up to my knees and I was like, this is cold, but I think I would enjoy it.
Mm. Yeah. But there was also a little trail walk around there. So we did that and looked at the plant life since we didn't get in the water.
And then much like you and the guy waving at you, as we were waiting for our bus,
oh my God.
The gentleman was missing. And I'm like, where the fuck is he? And he had been laying on a rock and apparently he was relaxing and then looked around and he was like, where'd my people go?
Haven't you attached the AirTag to him?
I know, right?
We should have.
We do the dog.
Yeah. Like ping it, have it start beeping. But yeah, so we were getting back on the shuttle bus and realized that he was missing. So I took off running down that way and almost.
I love this.
And almost at the end, here he comes just sauntering up and he's like, who'd we forget? I was like, you dumbass.
So they came running back. We made it. It was fine.
Yeah.
But then on the. On our journey home, there was more talk about, or during this day, there was more talk about this upcoming wedding and how we were going to do this. And so it was decided that they would do a poolside wedding and that we needed an officiant. And so again, friend of the podcast, Naughty, who is also brilliant on Twitter, we determined that he was the most wedding officiant looking kind of person in our crew.
He also had a lovely jacket that he wore the first night, the cocktail night. And that was like, not that looks like
work.
Officiant.
So the plans were laid for the next day to get married by the pool in this little jungle area to make it look like an outdoor wedding. Mm-hmm. And then to get this person who was telling this giant fabricated lie now, who I also think that in the beginning was like, wouldn't it be funny if we did this? And then most of us took it. It was like, this is a brilliant idea. We're going to do this.
I don't think he realized that we were actually going to run with it.
Yeah. And so we did run with it. Yeah. And so that night was
Aussie Icons.
The Aussie Icons.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Remind us.
Oi, oi.
You couldn't help yourself, could you?
No, it's a must do. It's a must do.
Kobe, who were you?
Jude and I went as Fairy Bread.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
right. Yeah, which is an Australian staple. It's an icon. I think every Australian kid or the greater majority of people over 30, when they've been to a birthday party, has had fairy bread at one stage or another.
Explain to people in other parts of the world what that is.
So fairy bread is a
poor person cake.
Yeah, well, that's one way to put it. It's a piece of bread, generally white bread, spread with butter or margarine. And then topped with hundreds and thousands.
Or sprinkles.
Or sprinkles, yes. And the correct way to make it is that you put your sprinkles on a plate and you put the bread upside down with the butter in there.
Oh.
And then you take it. And the most important thing is it has to be cut in triangles evenly across the center. You do not have rectangle fairy bread. Fairy bread has to be triangles because it makes the molecular structure of the sprinkles taste better. It's a little known scientific fact, but
I'd love to see the study on that.
You know, there's some, like, University of Sydney. Monash has done this.
Yeah. Somebody's got a university grant for it.
I love it. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be that guy because I grew up poor. But, like, every time people talk about how great it is, I'm like, this is poor person cake.
It is very poor person cake.
And I don't mean that negatively because poor people have good food as well. But
I would like to know the etymology for sure, and it's probably something we can check, but I'm going to say it was a rationing issue and used as a poor person cake.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I would say maybe First World War, maybe right. Second World War.
I could accept that.
Yeah. So I don't think it would, or maybe even the Depression.
Yeah.
So your joke is probably close to the truth.
So the first reference of fairy bread, it looks like, so this is an Australia and New Zealand thing, which I've never heard of it till we moved here. But it was on the birthday of Scottish author Robert Louis Stevenson, who they believe first coined the term in his 1885 poem Fairy Bread in A Child's Garden of Verses.
Wow.
So it unifies three simple ingredients, the triangularly sliced white bread.
See?
slathered in butter and topped with rainbow sprinkles, known colloquially as hundreds and thousands.
Yes.
But its origin story is not that simple.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This has become the fairy podcast. Go on.
Okay, so some believe that it was inspired by, I'm going to butcher this completely, Hagelslag, a Dutch toast covered in chocolate sprinkles.
Oh, and sorry, being brought up Dutch, Hagelslag is fantastic. You have it on little crusket things. They're great.
Okay, are we going to start a food podcast?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm kind of into this.
But then the New Zealanders brought the rainbow sprinkles in on it. And in a 1929 article published in a Tasmanian newspaper, that claims to be the first reference to fairy bread known today.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
So anyway, it's one of those, like, you know, Aussies really like their contested foods as to where did it come from, who owns
they do.
It.
They yeah, really yeah. do. We made it. No, you didn't. Fuck off. Yeah. Yeah. And so I went as another Australian culinary icon, mm-hmm. which was a Vegemite on toast.
Yeah. That was really good, actually.
It looked really good.
It's disgusting, but everybody loved it.
Yeah.
And then Angela, you were.
I had a dress on with leaves. So, like, I was the tree. And then I had a little koala backpack. So, because, you know, koala is a very Australian icon.
Yeah.
So I had my little koala backpack hanging on me all night long.
Angela was a eucalyptus tree.
Yeah.
Nobody said we were normal.
No.
So that was great. The dinner was amazing. And then, yeah, so let's.
And more hangout and chat time and yeah. afterwards. That dinner was also at the restaurant that did the canapes the first night. Yes. And the meal was amazing. Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a feast
yeah.
of food.
So much food. Yeah. Yeah. So good.
I think it was
good
probably
quality.
It was very good quality. And the big thing that going around and chatting to people, everyone was getting their mains going, how am I going to fit this in?
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
so much food. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Before we go on, let's take a quick break for some ads and then we'll be back. One of the prizes we gave away at the Escape to the Tropics was a couple of packages of Curious Humans game. So great game. Everybody loves it. It's so much fun. If you want to get your amazing, grimy, dirty little hands on and a really fun, approachable, and a game for really everyone and anyone, go to curioushumansgame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. When you do, you'll get 10% off. And not only that, you'll get a lot of fun and support local game makers. So Tyler's out of Australia, but he does ship around the world. And remember, U.S. people, your dollar is stronger than ours. So it's like getting another discount. So curioushumansgame.com, checkout code BYTHEBY. BYTHEBY. Okay, I need your favorite thing at a zoo.
Giraffe.
Okay. Kobe, what's your favorite thing at a zoo?
The turnstiles.
Okay. I like that we take this so seriously.
So let me tell you a little story about Jerry. Jerry is a long-legged, long-necked, kind of splotchety, but lonely, lonely creature. And for the longest time, Jerry, her only joy was by grinding up against the turnstiles at her local zoo. That's right. She'd be like, I can get one in you. I can get two in me. Or I can get all three in both of us. Then Jerry found AdamandEve.com and realized that the turnstiles, they're stuck to the ground. But things that she purchased at AdamandEve.com, well, they went with her. That's right. So what did she do? She went to AdamandEve.com and used checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBY. And what did she get? Well, she turned her style into something absolutely amazing and sexy. At 50% off, free shipping, 6 videos on demand, and some extra things thrown in her giraffe-sized box. That's right. Jerry's a giraffe, in case you hadn't already figured that one out. Anyway, so Jerry went to AdamandEve.com and used checkout code BYTHEBY, and now she is a happy giraffe. That's right. She's got long legs, the same number of vertebrae as you and I have, but she is a happy, happy creature and no longer rubbing up against them turnstiles. go to adamandeve.com. Use checker code by the by. Don't question it. Just some shit got weird. It's all right. We're safe. Talk to you next week. All right.
I like it when we have happy giraffes.
What was the next day?
Day four. Day four. We started off in the morning with the intro to BDSM workshop.
Yes, which was good fun. Lots of people, like, again, almost everybody, not everybody, but almost everybody. We had some folks, new friends, who asked if they could do a demonstration of Shibari. That was great. Yep. Angela went and told us all of the sexy, cool stuff about kink and the safety and whatnot. And then we talked about toys. And then we did a quick demonstration on one of our delightful pain sluts.
Yeah.
We were fortunate enough to have two. And I think that went over really well. But what I loved most was we ended up in the playroom.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did a demonstration on Spanky out by the pool during the workshop. And because it was then starting to go a bit long and we knew people wanted to get on with their day, there was a pool party in the afternoon. So Wolf Lane Distillery came back with their mobile bar. And, you know, we had a sexy pool party. But after the class, we kind of migrated to the playroom and told people, hey, if you are interested, if you want to check things out, if you want us to top you, if you want to play with any of the toys, if you want to just look at them, you know, we'll be in there. And we had some takers.
Yeah. I think that
it started with the gentleman.
I was going to say, Angela wailed on the gentleman harder than I think that I've ever seen her wail on anybody.
No, he wanted it. He asked for it. He needed it. I gave it to him.
And I'm just going to play through my phone. This is going to be terrible, but this is one of my favorites. I took a live video. So I need to figure out how to extract the audio from this so I can make this the, like, every time my timer goes off. it's just one more time. Just a delight.
I'm assuming, I can't see the video, I'm assuming the second slap was him with his hand on something. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was good fun.
Yeah.
Great to watch. And then basically Angela went into full service top mode. And I think that you spent the next 2 hours, maybe a little longer, just flogging the shit out of some nice people.
It was nice because some people, I would say most people, had not had it done before. So one had. And in fact, you started with her.
Yep.
And then she got to a point that she asked for something and you're like, no, I'm going to turn you over to Angela. So then I took over and kind of kept going from that point. And it was good because most of the people who I think asked for some type of flogging or paddling, whatever, had not really had it done much or at all in some cases. And so it was interesting, you know, when I would ask them what they wanted or how they wanted to feel, they really didn't quite know. It's like, let's just explore. So it's like, okay, we'll start off easy. Build up. And yeah, it was fun to kind of take people on that journey. And one person said that they wanted, you know, using the color system, green, yellow, red, they wanted to go to red. And the words were, I want to go to red. Otherwise, what's the point? And I understand that because you want to learn where your limits are, right? You want to know that. But then as I was flogging them, I could tell that they were getting into subspace and they were really just kind of getting in that zone. And a couple, you know, I would stop and check in on them and they're like, yeah. And they would describe it. It's like, yeah, that's subspace. And so I decided just to keep them there rather than continuing to push them on to red. And I think that ended up better for them. And I think afterwards talking to them, I think they kind of understood and realized that as well. And there's time, you know, we can always do it, flog it like the gentleman. We can go that far later. But I think at that moment, I feel like they got more out of just kind of staying in subspace.
Yeah. Which you're very attuned to picking up and keeping people in that space, which works really well. And I think they got a lot more out of it. You mentioned that one of the people that it sort of lined up had some experience before. Yep. I was chatting to them and about the differences. And the first experience they had wasn't the best. Mm. And with you, it was much better. And I think that's just where you do have that different dynamic and different people that you interact with differently. And I can't vouch for the person that did it for them the first time, but get some education and understand who you're with and make it a great experience for everyone.
And also there's a bit of connection too. Like if you have more of a connection with them, sometimes that helps too.
Yeah. And certainly have an environment.
Yeah.
It was a very pro environment and it really came through.
Yeah.
But it was great to see the, you know, almost like a butcher's counter, take a number, off really you go.
As you walked in at one point, it was like, oh, do I take a number? And I'm like, honestly, mate, yeah, you do. Yeah. You're currently third.
Yeah.
Is that after the person or? No, it's after the person. You're still third. Yeah. So if you count that person, you're now four.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be by the pool.
Yeah, basically.
Drinking gin.
But that was great. It was good fun. It was great to watch Angela work like that. It was really cool. And it was like, maybe I should go to the gym. If this is if this is what I'm looking for stamina wise, maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah. Makes it worth it.
Yep.
I will also say that it was interesting as well, not just people trying it out and feeling it and seeing how it was, but also checking out different types of implements. So I tried to use as well a variety. We didn't take a lot of stuff with us, but we had a variety of floggers and things and paddles. So I tried to use a variety on people just to give them the idea as to how different ones could feel. And so I know that a lot of people were asking about the differences in different implements and things and how that feels. And so just giving them the experience to be able to kind of try before you buy is a good thing. And I know that I benefit from that myself. You know, anytime that I can feel something before I buy it, it's very helpful. And being where we are, we don't have as many, I would say, of the artisan people making floggers and stuff here in Australia. There are some. But not as many as, say, in the U.S. And so it's harder to get your hands on them and feel them. And also because it's a big country, it's spread out. It can also be difficult.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, I was very much happy for people to feel them, try them, see how they felt. Some people came up to me afterwards and wanted, you know, a little more privacy to explore them. That's completely fine. So we accommodated that. But I find it fun to introduce people to it. And, you know, they may or may not like it, but you don't know till you try. And the number of people who are like, okay, this is actually a really good thing.
Yeah.
And I like that.
That was really good.
Yeah.
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 So then the next day.
Well, it was sexy pool party after that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I already forgot.
Then we had gin things and drinks and got to see all the sexy swimwears, and some sexy swimmers came off, and, you know, that's how it goes.
..
Yeah.
So what was the
The next day was the live podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So spoiler alert, if you listened to last week, you know what we're going to talk about. it was great. It was our third, fourth live podcast that we've done. And I think that each time we do it, it gets a little better. It's like we know what the fuck we're doing. This one was great fun. It was a great space to do it in. I mean, again, sitting around a pool, you can't really complain about that.
Yeah.
Played some amazing games, gave away some great prizes, had some good discussions. Great. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. So
another great turn up of people too.
Yeah. A lot more people than I expected, to be absolutely honest.
Right. Yeah. It's not everyone's cup of tea. And there were a lot of people that you wouldn't have heard on last week's podcast that were just sitting there in the audience having a great time, having a laugh along. And that's awesome.
Yeah. And it's good because like we try to make it a comedy show, right? Right. So that was good.
And then we had the yacht party, Ray's birthday party.
That's basically. Right, which was good fun.
Yeah.
Ray turned 28 while we were up there, and so we celebrated his 28th year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. you're welcome. I wore my little sailor suit outfit in public at a bar and then did a dance for Ray's birthday. Fortunately, nobody got it on video because it was a very impromptu dance. And it was also relatively short.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that there were some folks at a table near us. And of course, we were not filtering ourselves whatsoever. I'm pretty sure we scared them away pretty quickly, but I'm okay with this.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it was good fun.
It was a really fun venue where we were. It was one of the breweries in Port Douglas.
Yeah.
And they had a range of local beers and local gins. And that was really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, every time I look over at your table, you had a new flight of gin.
Yes, I did.
I was like, oh, Kobe's drinking more gin.
I was on holiday.
Yeah.
Kobe's drinking more gin. you're right. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and then the next day was home time. Yeah. So we had one last night after we, because the birthday party thing was kind of afternoon, lunchtime to early afternoon. Yeah. And so then we went back to the resort and just were able to enjoy everybody around the pool again at the resort for one last night.
What I found really great on that last night was there was a lot of phone number social swapping going on, which is great. People were making friends. Yeah. Hope some are long time friends. Yeah. Some are just acquaintances that, hey, if you're in the next city over, we'll come and say good day, have a dinner.
Which is great as well, right?
Yeah,
and
that's what you need.
I will say that as the week went along, you saw people relaxing in and getting a lot more comfortable, mixing and mingling, because at first it was a little bit like the WA crowd was over here, the Eastern crowd was over here, you know. And
Eastern boys and Western girls.
And it makes sense because they've already had interactions and knew each other from other things. So, you know, and there's that commonality. But to be able to mingle and mix it up, and I'd say by the end of it, everybody was just free-flowing between groups and things and just really interacting collectively as a group. And I will say that overall, this group of people was just spectacular. That was a very good mix of people. I will call it out. There was one couple that did not really fit the mold. They were not as positive, and they didn't integrate themselves as much into the group. And fortunately, I mean, unfortunately for them, but fortunately for everybody else, day two, three that morning, they left. Mm. And so rather than sticking it out and probably not having a great time themselves and potentially marring other people's experiences, they did leave.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's great, right? I mean, don't, if it's bad for you, don't make it bad for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's just not the right fit.
Yeah. But overall, I would say it was a really great group of people. Everyone got along really well. I would say that everybody had somebody they got along with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saw lots of action in the playroom.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And so if anybody on here is listening and it's like they were like, oh man, we were at Escape, but we didn't get to talk to the people we wanted to talk to. We'll have at this point already long since sent out a email for our own Discord server for our trips. So
it's a good way to stay connected. I know sometimes it can be hard to connect with people on social media because your family, friends, everybody else might see it.
Yeah.
And so
nobody gonna see this.
Yeah. So Discord's a nice kind of discreet way that you can be anonymous and still be able to connect with folks that you've met and enjoy company of.
Yeah. So in the end, it was good fun. Mm-hmm. Sad to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sad to leave, but like I was glad to have gone, and it was great to see everyone and meet new people and to travel, you know, with Kobe and Judy. Like we hadn't really traveled like that.
Not like that. No.
And you know, it's that further confirmation. You're like, we are good judges of character.
Yes, indeed you are. You introduced us to some of your new friends from out in WA, and you said before we went, you guys are going to get on great, and it was right. We did, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to meet Lolo Lady?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you got along with her?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Certainly did.
So, yeah, it was good fun. Mm. Good fun. Mm. Any final thoughts?
I can't wait to do it again.
I knew that was going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, beforehand, it was, if this works, we might do it again.
Yeah.
And I think now it's, hey, what date are we locking that in for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can
I go ahead and ask for the days off?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, asking for a friend. Yeah. It's me. It's good fun. If you're sad you missed it, well, we're sad you missed it too. But if you want to know when we're doing the next one, you can either check us out at bytheby.com.au or to exclusivelyrhp.com. And that's, that's how you find out the next one, which as soon as we know, you'll know it'll be on and then we'll be talking about it. So it'll be exciting. Email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com or you can message us on any of our socials. We are at By the Bob Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter, and on the Facebooks, or you can support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebobpodcast. And when you do that, you will be invited to our Discord channel and all the amazing, sexy, smart, wonderful people who are there. Anything else that you all would like to say in these closing 7 seconds?
I just want to say thank you to all the people who came and thank you for being wonderful people and making it such a good, special time for us.
That agreed.
Yep. Well said. I couldn't say it any better. And thank you as always for having me on.
Oh, always. You're like, we love you. Thanks to all who came, and thanks to all who came.